Believe it or not, this actually isn't my main podcast. This is a supplementary one to my main one, Eagle Eyes on Tech, which I highly recommend you check out. anchor.fm/Eagle Eyes on Tech. Long form of this podcast, about a good hour once a week. I highly recommend checking it out. We cover a lot more there than we do here. Fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Saturday, May 22nd, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, so once again, we have another Twitch does something and everyone reacts negatively until they actually read the bloody post. Seriously, when it comes to these sort of things, you can tell who read the post and who thought about it and who just impulsively went, didn't react the way I wanted to do. You can tell. That being said, I don't blame a lot of people the way they reacted right off the bat. And honestly, those who don't really agree with what I'm saying, as long as they can explain their position, hey, all the power to you. But some of these people who instantly lashed out against the hot tubs category that was just announced by Twitch and just went, why hot tubs? Just ban. So here is basically the quick rundown. Twitch, not all that long ago, launched an IRL channel, or a category rather, meaning that you can go ahead and just stream generic doing stuff in real life. This eventually became the category just chatting. Well, there's a policy on Twitch that there's no nudity allowed, but swimwear is allowed if you are broadcasting from a setting such as a pool, a hot tub, or a beach. So naturally, some streamers tried to push it to the absolute limit and tried to flaunt their, well, flaunt what they got next to a hot tub or what have you. So Twitch put out a big post basically saying, hey, you know that whole harassing streamers thing? Stop that. That's not nice. And we're still sick with this thing, with this policy, which that upset a lot of people. But what they're going to be doing is that there's going to be a separate category called pools, hot tubs, and beaches. And any sort of stream that takes place at a pool, hot tub, or beach should be broadcasted there. If you are at such a location and Twitch chat, or not Twitch chat, but Twitch staff sees that you're broadcasting another one, they reserve the right to move you to that category. This pretty much to me seems like a win-win-win. So for starters, advertisers, which is how this whole thing first came up, can choose just based on the category on just saying, you know what, we don't want our wholesome product advertised next to potential nudity because, well, it's a pool and there's swimsuits and swimsuits can be scantily clad. Streamers can go ahead and just broadcast on the correct platform and not take harassment for broadcasting on something like just chatting. And viewers who don't want that sort of content can just not go to the category. To me, it's a win-win-win, and I really have nothing else to criticize about other than it. I don't know. I've got no criticisms. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.